Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believers in having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. How are the political winds affecting your retirement now and in the future? This is something we call Washington, D.C. risk or political risk. And obviously, that is a loaded question, but we're going to break that down and other things that are relevant to your retirement today here on Wealth Map Radio, the longevity of your retirement, and your overall happiness in retirement. And yeah, happiness and health in retirement is really what we're actually going for, isn't it? Well, your retirement planning has a lot to do with that. It's not just about the math. So with that, welcome to Wealth Map Radio. The firm is Whispering Brook Financial, and we are well-versed in tax-free retirement and holistic retirement strategies, helping you maximize your income, protect assets, profit from inflationary environments, not just defend against them, and maximize your overall income so that your happiness and health are maximized. And, while our firm is based here locally, we have clients scattered throughout the entire region and even several internationally. We've met with thousands of you over the years. It is our passion. One of our passions to help people get all the way to the 0% tax bracket in retirement, have multiple streams of tax-free income, create risk-resistant strategies, create a legacy for your family that promotes harmony and well-being. And listen, guys, unless you have experienced that for yourself through proper planning, it's really hard to imagine how freeing that can become. You'll often hear me say here on the show that clients do embarrassing little happy dances when we implement their plan for them. Steve Eckroth is the president of Whispering Brook Financial, and you get to hear from him time to time here on the show as well. And Steve spent 2 decades as a private banker dealing with intensely complex decisions, helping very wealthy people and business owners through those decision-making processes, many of which had, profound impacts if they were guided improperly. And having several personal experiences led him to the world of creating, an independent financial firm that is entirely free of corporate overlords trying to tell, dictate what's best for clients and what isn't and that kind of thing. So I implore you to tune in to Wealth Map Radio every week, because we develop these shows as if they are classes, as if you're taking notes. We expect that. We want you to learn things every single week that you can apply, regardless of whether or not you actually come in to see us and visit with us at the firm. And so Steve and I were talking the other day, and he graduated straight out of college in 1998, entered the financial services industry at that time. So nearly 3 decades of experience. And, I just asked him, hey, what was our national debt back in 1998? The answer, $5.5 trillion. And I said, did it feel like the end of the world at that time? He said, oh, sure it did. Today, we're knocking on $37 trillion of national debt. The annual deficits are nearly half every single year of what the total 200 plus years of debt was in 1998 when Steve started. Isn't that crazy? And so, I mean, over the better part of three decades, so many things have changed. And when you come in and visit with him and sit down with him, ask him sometimes some of the financial war stories that he has seen in the better part of three decades. I mean, just something else to think about going back to our debt discussion. You know, if every citizen were asked to cough up a certain amount to get us out of debt, it would take over $323,000 from every citizen to kill our national debt, every man, woman, and child. Now, look, we're going over this not because we need to hear more about the financial woes of our nation per se, but because of how it could drastically impact your future retirement, and specifically the taxes that go along with that. More taxes on your retirement means less for you to spend, less security for you, less longevity, fewer trips and adventures, etc. In the end, it simply means less. And you've probably noticed, I hope you have, that the once sacred doctrine of, oh, you'll have lower taxes in retirement, blah, blah, that has really faded into the background. You don't hear that much being touted anymore, do you? Some years ago now, 5, 6, 7 years ago, the industry finally waved a white flag on that argument. And you'll know, that was sacred doctrine for so long. Yes, you'll have less taxes in retirement. Well, for years and years, having hundreds and hundreds of clients that have retired, helping hundreds of clients through retirement, we can tell you at Whispering Brook Financial, we never really saw that. This is also why we use a Compass report. This is a powerful analysis that shows you, whether you're in retirement now already or still working toward it, where you're likely headed right now if nothing changed. We call this a current path projection. It models how taxes, inflation, market risk, all these different things could severely impact your future income. And then, so that's your current path. That is part one of a Compass report. And then we run a revised current path where we use historical market returns to show how volatility can adversely affect your future outcomes. And we also model how even just a modest tax increase, which those are surely coming, will have a significant negative impact on your future. And when we run that, what we call part two of the Compass report, a more holistic tax-efficient path, it shows you multiple streams of tax-free income, what that might look like in your situation, the extra income that might be possible, the potential increased longevity of your assets that could be possible, and a number of other positive outcomes. So what we typically find from a Compass report, something we're pretty well known for, is first, roughly a 30% increase in net spendable income in retirement, and or the assets lasting 7 to 10 years or longer compared to your current path, and or the ability to retire 2 to 3 years earlier with the same lifestyle that you might have thought possible if you're not already retired. All of that happens because of tax-efficient planning. Taxes, ladies and gentlemen, are the largest fee and biggest threat to your retirement happiness. Full stop. End of discussion. And with $36.5 trillion in national debt in this past year, being the first year that we had nearly $2 trillion in deficit in a single year, taxes have nowhere to go but up. And combine that with the fact that most people lose their three biggest tax deductions in or near retirement, and you can start to see that a perfect storm can form. So, I'm going to encourage you to get your Compass report done to see what might be possible in your situation. And let me incentivize you just a little. If you're one of the first seven today to call in and set up your free visit with us at our firm, Whispering Brook Financial, to get your Compass report started, we will give you a free book called The Power of Zero by David McKnight. This is a financial bestseller. This book goes into many scenarios,
about how to get to the 0% tax bracket and why it is critical to do that or get as darn close as possible. It's simple. It's clear. So that's our gift when you're one of the first seven to call and set up a free visit with us. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. Or, of course, you can always go to wealthmapradio.com, read a little bit more about our process, about the Compass Report. You can set up your own free visit right there on that website as well, wealthmapradio.com, just like it sounds. That is 484-600-6512. Let me dive into a threat that sometimes we do talk about, but is often not taken a lot of action upon, and that threat is the cost of long-term care. Let me get into this with you. Long-term care is part of a retirement plan. Your retirement plan is not an allocation model. It's not a 401k. It's not an IRA. It's not an income plan. A retirement plan takes all these things into account, including estate planning, long-term care, which is risk management, right? If it hasn't, if the cost and threat of long-term care hasn't been addressed by your advisor, chances are they may not be a full-fledged retirement planner, but maybe just an investment or portfolio manager or just an insurance agent. And there is a very big difference in those disciplines. As retirement planners, we take this into account, and so should you. So hear me on this. For a married couple age 65, there is a 70% chance that long-term care will be needed in some form, whether home care or at a facility somewhere in between, a 70% chance for a married couple age 65. But listen to this. That is the chance of each person needing it. But what if we take both spouses together? And if you remember back to your probability courses and all that kind of stuff, what do we find the probability is of the couple itself, meaning one or the other, needing long-term care of some kind? It is a staggering 91% chance. And it kind of blows my mind when people tell us, hey, you know, we don't really need to plan for long-term care. And it makes us just do a facepalm because there's no such thing as not having a long-term care plan. Everyone has one. It's either self-funded, insure against it, or something in between. Failing to recognize that this is an important part of your retirement plan is absolutely reckless. It is stupid. And you're not stupid. Don't be stupid. And I know I'm being bold here, but listen to me. You cannot take the head-in-the-sand approach to this eventuality of long-term care like so many do. You are putting yourself and your family in harm's way by not addressing it. The ostrich approach will not cut it. All that being said, I understand why so many people dislike this topic for many, many years. There was really only one option if you wanted to insure against the threat of long-term care and the costs. You had to buy an expensive policy that might cost several hundred to even $1,000 a month, right? And you might not ever use it. And what happens to all that money that you put out the door? Well, it's kind of a use it or lose it, right? I mean, my parents chose to do this. And while they do have great coverage if they need it, thank heavens, it is a use it or lose it proposition. Just like car insurance, unless you use it, you've wasted a bunch of money for, quote, just in case. So we totally understand why that is objectionable. And of course, if you end up using it, you're so very glad that you do have the coverage. But it's a hard pill to swallow because you might not, and you've wasted thousands and thousands of dollars on premiums for just in case. All right, that used to be the way it is. There has been a ton of advancement in the past decade or so. Insurance companies have become much better at how they provide care, the options for coverage, and consumers have become smarter in that they prepare for the near certainty of long-term care. And here's what we mean. We met with Rory and Sandy recently, not their real names, of course. They had about $1.1 million in qualified accounts, right? What's a qualified account? 401ks, IRAs, pre-tax, things like that. We did their a thorough tax scorecard analysis. We showed them their retirement tax bill, showed them their volatility risk, stress tested the heck out of their portfolio, made alterations, created multiple streams of tax-free income, you know, all the things that go into a Compass report. And all those changes, right, made a big difference to them. And it was an impressive difference, the before and after picture. And then they thought we were done. But then we started talking to them about long-term care, like any retirement planner should. They did have about $300,000 just sitting in CDs and money market accounts. And some of you guys know what I'm talking about because you're the same. And when we asked them, hey, what's the purpose or intention of those liquid and very taxable, by the way, types of accounts that they had, they said, well, it's kind of just in case. Okay, well, we like that. We like having liquidity because sometimes, you know, just in case does come to pass. But they admitted, as far as long-term care goes, that they didn't have much of a plan, but hoped their assets would help them pay for what Medicare didn't. They also really resented the idea of paying hundreds to thousands of dollars per year in long-term care insurance premiums and potentially never using that insurance, right? The whole idea of use it or lose it would just kind of, it made them sick. Everything we just kind of talked about. But here's a huge red flag. Did you hear it? They hoped, and hope is not a strategy, they hoped their assets would pay for what Medicare didn't cover. No, no, no. They thought Medicare would pay for long-term care. It does not. We've also had people think that the VA pays for long-term care if you're former military. It does not. What about Medicaid? Well, yes, that's a poverty program. It's a welfare program, and it will pay a minimum amount for your long-term care if you need it. Once you have destituted yourself by spending through all your other assets. That is an absolutely insane long-term care plan. Obviously, we quickly corrected Roy and Sandy's incorrect presumption, but we still had a problem. Their plan was for self-funding long-term care if it happened, essentially. That was their plan by default because they had failed to plan for it. So we modeled it. We modeled what would happen for home health care for a period of 2 years and then 4 years. And guess what? Their plan was totally derailed. They were shocked at the cost, but also that it derailed their plans so much, even after all the tax-free income streams that we built, the Compass report we had done because it wasn't finished, all the improvements that we had developed with them, and the new plan could handle it much better, but it still was a massive derailing. And it was shocking to them because, like most people, they had never actually taken a true, transparent, honest look at what long-term care, having a 91% chance of hitting a married couple age 65 right now, at some point in retirement, they had never taken an honest, true x-ray of what it would do. All right, so let me back up. We looked at that $300,000 in those liquid taxable accounts. Remember the CDs and money market accounts? And we developed a plan there. There is something, remember I talked about a bunch of new improvements, there is something called asset-based or asset-backed long-term care, where you can deposit an amount into an account, have it grow tax-deferred instead of taxable like their CDs and money market accounts currently are, and have a long-term care benefit, if you needed it, that is 3 to 4 times as much as you put into the account from day one. We can also have it inflation adjusted, you know, 3% or 5% a year to keep up with increasing costs. So here's what it looked like. For Roy and Sandy, what we ended up doing is taking $200,000 of the $300,000 and deposited that into an asset-based long-term care policy. Can they get their money back at any time? Yes. So it's clearly not use it or lose it. Is the money still earning a rate of return like it was in the CDs and money market accounts? Yes, but this time it's tax deferred, so it's better than it was. Meaning, we've also lowered their current taxable interest as a side benefit. Well, what if they never used the benefit and just passed away peacefully in their sleep? There's a tax-free death benefit above and beyond the account value. So that $200,000 deposit blossoms into $322,000 tax-free for their heirs from day one of the plan. And that's better than where it was. It's better than passing on CDs or money market accounts. And so one question we will always ask when looking at this type of planning, is the client better off if there is no claim? And is the client better off if there is a claim? For Roy and Sandy, the answer is unequivocally yes. It is better in all ways. But this was a long-term care play, wasn't it? What is the total long-term care benefit that they get for depositing that $200,000 into this account? Over $967,000 guaranteed. Do we need to say that again? Their $200,000 that was sitting in CDs doing absolutely nothing for them, just in case money, can now provide over $967,000 in long-term care benefits if needed. If they want the money back, cool, go get it. It is still just-in-case money. See? What the long-term care benefit translates to is a guaranteed monthly amount of $13,437 day one, if they needed it, guaranteed. What kind of happy dance do you think Roy and Sandy did in our office once we implemented this final piece of their Compass report and plan? 484-600-6512. I invite you, be one of the first seven today. Set up a free visit with us so we can get your Compass report started without any obligation. It's our opportunity to impress you. We do it absolutely free because we know the worst case scenario is you'll be impressed. 484-600-6512. And when you are one of the first seven today, we also give you the financial bestseller called The Power of Zero by David McKnight. And look, a Compass report is powerful. It is all about retirement planning, achieving the 0% tax bracket, if at all possible, increasing your net spendable income, decreasing your market risk, making you more insulated against risks that are prevalent, including this one being long-term care. You can also go to wealthmapradio.com and set up your own free visit there, wealthmapradio.com, or 484-600-6512. Obviously, this is kind of exciting to learn about. Underwriting here was minimal. There are even guaranteed issued long-term care solutions out there for this, so even those of you who have had significant health challenges in the past who might otherwise get denied or whatever, for traditional types of coverage can now benefit. And so here with Roy and Sandy, we have a guaranteed monthly benefit of $13,437 a month from day one, right out of the gate, if they had a claim the very first day they put the account in place. That benefit lasts 6 years. And if we relied on the $200,000 in CDs, right, that they transferred to the long-term care account, well, how long would that last? Trying to keep up with the long-term care plan. Guys, it wouldn't even last 15 months. Now we've properly leveraged it to provide that level of coverage, over $13,000 a month guaranteed for up to 72 months. Now, what if they did have a claim, right? What if they did need coverage and the cost was only $6,000 a month, not $13,000 a month? Cool. Take the $6,000 instead of the full benefit. You don't lose any of the remaining benefit. It carries forward indefinitely until needed later. Sandy asked us about inflation adjustment. That was a great question. If we wanted to add a 3% compound inflation rider, for example, the day one benefit would drop to about $10,300 a month, which was acceptable, but grow at a guaranteed 3% compounded per year thereafter. Her next question was, okay, because what I'm wondering is, when is most long-term care needed? In understanding it's different for everyone, but the answer is about age 83. You see where Sandy was going here. understanding you never know, but it was a great question. So she asked, okay, let's assume we put a 3% compound inflation rider on it. What would the guaranteed benefit be at age 83 when most policies are used? Answer, guaranteed $17,643 per month by then with inflation adjustment. Obviously, they now saw that their lazy, idle, taxable dollars that were sitting in money market accounts and CDs could be much better employed. We meet many people who have lazy, idle dollars just set aside for what? For just in case, that could be much better employed to address not only just in case, but the near certainty of long-term care during retirement. Are there plans that allow you to be used within IRAs and qualified accounts? Yes, and that's a new thing. Can you do it for a 5 or 10 year pay instead of doing a lump sum like in the example with Roy and Sandy? Absolutely. And pass it to your heirs with a tax-free death benefit if you never actually needed to call on it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what is called a home run. Oh, and I didn't say it, but of course, the monthly benefit you receive for long-term care, if needed, is tax-free. 484-600-6512. I invite you, be one of the first 7 today. Give us a ring and set up a free visit where we can get your Compass report started. We do it completely complimentary, without obligation. Creating multiple streams of tax-free income. Learning how to profit from inflation, not just defend against it. Learning how to decrease market risk while increasing your overall net spendable income. All of these things and more are part of a Compass report. 484-600-6512. Everyone's is different, right? I mean, that should make sense. Everyone's Compass report is different because you are different. Years ago, those with very large assets could technically, quote, self-insure against this risk, and they would simply tell us that when we discussed it. And that was fine if our modeling showed that they could indeed absorb that. But now, the mentality has totally changed because even those with many millions that could technically self-insure have no desire to self-insure because they can take $200,000 or $500,000 and get 3 or 4 or 5 times that amount in long-term care, which makes all the sense in the world, especially when you understand that if you don't end up needing the long-term care, you haven't lost anything. And that is smart math. So go to wealthmapradio.com, set up your own free visit for your Compass report, or give us a call at 484-600-6512. I got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully experience life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no predetermined agenda, no preset outcome. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. The last thing anyone wants in retirement is dodging financial bullets. Yet, the threats are real. Legislative changes, tax risk, market volatility, rising healthcare and long-term care costs. We can't guard against every risk, but one thing we've learned, predictability is more valuable than potential. We help create predictable income streams, insulate you from looming tax increases, and build a plan grounded in enduring principles. Because when you have a foundation of tax-free income you can't outlive, life just feels better. You feel better. And studies show when these principles are in place, you live longer, healthier, and yes, more fully. So let the journey begin with your personalized Compass report. Visit wealthmapradio.com to learn more about our team and process, or call us to schedule your complimentary visit at 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. With Wealth Map Radio and Whispering Brook Financial, we arm you with the tools for the most important journey, yours.
One of the reasons that we're spending a lot of time today here on Wealth Map Radio on the long-term care piece of a retirement plan is because it is a major threat. We talk about taxes being the largest fee in retirement. This is true. However, nothing can derail a retirement quicker than a long-term care need. And this is why we're raising the issue. Here's some comparative statistics for you that we regularly insure against. What is the chance of your home being burglarized? 0.82%, according to the Department of Justice, less than 1%. What about your home catching fire? 24%. Ooh, interesting. What's the chance of you dying from a car accident? 10.7%. How about the chance of being disabled from any accident? 11%. And of course, logically, we have insurance for all of those things. Now, what is the chance if you're a married couple age 65 that you will need long-term care coverage on some level? The answer is 70%, but that is 70% per spouse. So let me have you hearken back to all your probability courses and statistics courses. What is the chance that the couple, that the married unit, will have a long-term care need? 91%. Just let me have that marinate for a minute. 91%. Don't tell me this is not a highly needed part of your retirement plan. Don't be reckless and fail to address this. Most people who think they have enough money don't. Not when you stress test their retirement plan, and even people who do have enough money recognize the incredible leverage that new asset-based long-term care plans offer. And so even if they do have enough money, they take advantage of these plans. Because this type of planning, this newer era of long-term care planning, has come a long way in the past decade or so. And this has not become a need product anymore. It's a want product. There is no more use it or lose it. There is no more sunken costs. If you do use it, the coverage is there. And if you don't use it because you end up dying peacefully in your sleep, so what? Or if you need the money that you put into the plan, cool. Go take it back and use it for whatever you deem more important. Or simply pass it on to your heirs tax-free, because it has a tax-free death benefit above and beyond the account value. You see all that? You picking up what I'm putting down here? Asset-based long-term care plans have become a strong piece to the overall retirement planning process, and they are indispensable. Even those of you who have health challenges out there, there are guaranteed issued plans now so that anyone can benefit. We talk a lot about a Compass report. That is a holistic retirement plan and analysis. Part of the Compass report is this, as well as the other dangers, opportunities, and strengths that you might have in your situation. We want to help you at Whispering Brook Financial create multiple streams of tax-free income. We want to help you get to the 0% tax bracket, or look as darn close as possible. We want to increase your net spendable income in retirement, decrease your fees, decrease your risk, and increase the longevity of your assets all along the way. So do this. Call us. Pick up the phone. Give us a ring at 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. We will get started on your Compass report for free if you're one of the first seven today to set up that visit with us. I mean, the worst case is you're going to make a friend. We love the people we serve. We're darn good at it, all bias admitted. And we're going to show you where you're likely headed now, your current path, outlook. So before and after, we'll show you the more holistic, more tax-free, more risk-resistant path when we're done with all of it. We're even going to show you what your retirement tax bill might be like before and after the planning, what your long-term care risk is like before and after. All of those things go into a Compass report. There is no cookie-cutter thing to just hand out to you. it is tailored and customized to you, the way it should be. The other way you can get a hold of us is by visiting wealthmapradio.com, just like it sounds, wealthmapradio.com, or 484-600-6512. We're also giving you a copy of David McKnight's best-selling book called The Power of Zero, when you're one of the first seven today. You see what we're doing here? We're incentivizing you a little bit, right? But we'd like to incentivize you with education, with books and materials that make a big difference, that have an impact. We want to incentivize you with education. So again, 484-600-6512. Now, I'd be willing to bet that if you're paying attention even just 5% of the time, there's a little bit of economic upheaval going on right now and some political movement. Now, we do tend to see everything here on Wealth Map Radio through an economic lens, not necessarily a political lens. And so you might imagine we have some commentary for you as well, right before we get into some case studies. Okay, here's a question for you. What is our cumulative deficit for fiscal year 2025? Now, when does the fiscal year for 2025 start? Well, for the U.S. government, the federal government, it starts October 1st. So our fiscal year 2025 started October 1st of 2024. Already, our cumulative deficit for those few months is $838 billion. I mean, how fun is that? If that holds, we will hit $1.9 trillion for the fiscal year 2025. Now, that's not exactly something to celebrate, and we mentioned in the first half of the show that we've just recently passed $36.5 trillion in total debt. That doesn't even take into account the unfunded liabilities. If we count that, unfunded liabilities in the calculus, it is now over $200 trillion. All that is to say that on a national level, we have a serious problem. And of course, that's not news. In fact, I'd be willing to bet you're rather numb to the word trillion kind of being tossed around. But, you know, as they say, it rolls downhill, right? The negativity, negative impact rolls downhill. Well, who's downhill? You and me. That's why we're talking about it, because we always boil it down to, what does that mean for you? What does it mean for your retirement? What it likely means is that taxes are going to increase sharply. Now, maybe not when the Trump cuts were scheduled to expire. There will likely be an extension on all that, but that extension, 4 or 5 years, whatever it ends up being, adds even more pressure to that big slingshot that's being held back before rates have to increase sharply. But it's not just about tax brackets. It's not just about, see, that's what we think about when we hear taxes have to go up and things like that. We think about tax brackets being raised. Well, that is not the only way to raise taxes or increase taxes. One of the ways is through new taxes. And one very good example that has been coming into clear focus recently for many of you is called IRMA, I-R-M-A-A, and often referred to as the dreaded Aunt Irma. If Aunt Irma comes knocking, you've got a problem. IRMA is a surcharge on your Medicare premiums, or in other words, an extra tax. That's all I think of when I hear the word surcharge. It's a fancy word for tax. And think about it, where do Medicare premiums come out of usually? Your Social Security check. Okay, well, what causes these IRMA Medicare surcharges? Tax-hostile income above certain thresholds. Here we go. Listen now. What kinds of income or accounts are the main culprits to cause this collateral damage of IRMA surcharges? Distributions from qualified accounts like IRAs, 401ks, and pensions. Those are the largest culprits for causing these extra taxes. Well, how big of a deal is this really, this IRMA thing we're talking about right now? It wasn't that big of a deal when it started rearing its head in 2007. Remember, it's a new tax. It's a new way to get extra revenue from you. But like so many things the government does, as time goes on, more and more people get caught up in it. So this is just an example of a sneaky extra tax that people may not see coming. IRMA, spelled again I-R-M-A-A, is described as a shadow tax. It kind of creeps out on you. We talk a lot about tax-hostile retirement accounts like IRAs and 401ks, things that procrastinate taxes until the future. Because not only do they procrastinate taxes until the future when we all rationally believe that taxes will be higher because of why? Because of this four-letter word called math, and we have fewer, if any, deductions in the future when we retire. But those kinds of accounts, IRAs and 401ks, also cause all kinds of collateral tax damage. Irma is one of them. They are also the main reason why your Social Security suddenly becomes taxable. Right? So learn this, and we talk about this a lot. Your Social Security on its own is tax-free. It is. However, it often becomes up to 85% taxable at your highest marginal rate, mostly because of collateral damage from IRAs and 401ks. They are the main culprits for causing that collateral damage, the Irma surcharge premiums and taxes on your taxes on your Social Security. Well, if that's not bad enough, these Irma surcharges have increased on average by 7.5% per year since 2007. That is a heck of a lot more than the average COLA, right, cost of living adjustment on Social Security. And so you got this tumor in your Social Security, right, because Medicare premiums already come out of your Social Security. They're already deducted by that. Then if you have Irma surcharges growing, not only do you have the surcharge, but its rate of growth has to be considered. And the rate of growth is so much more than COLA is. Therefore, for many people, their Medicare premiums will be sucking more and more out of your Social Security checks until a significant portion or even all of the Social Security is completely eaten up by Medicare premiums and the surcharges thereon. Yes, we have seen this. We have the Irma letters sent out by the Treasury to prove it, showing that Medicare premiums due to Irma extra taxes completely devoured people's Social Security checks, and they're being billed for the difference that their Social Security did not cover. No, this is not a fantasy. Yes, this is collateral damage caused mostly by qualified retirement plans. And yes, it is fixable. A Compass report is a first step toward that. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. 484-600-6512. What we are doing is for the first seven to set up a free visit with us, we give you a complimentary copy at our visit of David McKnight's best-selling book called The Power of Zero, which is all about how to get to the 0% tax bracket in retirement. And we're also doing for you a full Compass report, not some watered-down, lame-dunk kind of version. This is a full-fledged Compass report that takes us 4 to 6 hours to complete. 484-600-6512. This Irma tax or surcharge is not a small deal. If it's not affecting you now, it certainly could be in the near future. That's how it's designed, that the more you get into retirement, the more likely you are to be caught up in it, as well as all other forms of collateral tax damage. You know who it really hits the hardest? Widows and widowers. When you get your Compass report, all of this and many other things are taken into account, addressed, and logically shown the solutions with insulation put in place to the greatest extent possible. 484-600-6512. I really want you to keep in mind what a very famous judge said. Judge Learned Hand was his name. He said, in America, there are two tax systems, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Both systems are legal. End quote. It's my hope that you choose the path of being informed. And the reason we focus so much on this is because taxes are indeed the largest fee you will pay in retirement. It is the biggest friction point, and you can't even imagine getting down to having a tax return so simple that a fourth grader can do it. But we do it every week for people. It takes some time. It takes some focus, some energy. But these things do not happen on accident. or by default. All right, so let's get into a Compass Report example, a sample case study, one that is typical of what we see just about every week. So I want you to lock and load. We're going to go high speed, low drag here. Kurt and Loretta were about 60 years old when they came to see us last year. They had the following picture: $800,000 in their 401k. They're maxing out their contributions on the employee side, which at the time was $30,500 per year, so very disciplined. They're matched dollar for dollar on only the first $5,000 of that contribution, though. So you can already see they're contributing well above what is required to get the full match. They also have about $200,000 in a taxable brokerage account, you know, stocks, bonds, ETFs, that kind of thing. And they regularly have capital gains and dividends from that account. At age 67, in 7 years, their Social Security is scheduled to be about $39,000 a year between both of them. They do have an emergency fund with, you know, at least 6 months of expenses sitting liquid, so we're okay there. They don't have a pension to consider in this case. They have no long-term care plan in place, which means by default they're going to self-fund. And their effective tax rate is about 20% currently. And of course, if the Trump cuts expire, they will certainly increase much higher than that. Even with an extension, they will eventually rise. All right. So here's their question to us. It was centered on how much could they expect from their qualified accounts and Social Security at age 67 if they wanted to plan through age 90. They recognize that everything they have now is taxable right now or soon will be, right? The brokerage account is taxable now. The 401k will be. The Social Security will be. And they were very worried about the collateral damage that their qualified account, their 401k, in other words, would cause on their Social Security, causing unnecessary taxes. We obviously shared that concern as we looked at their picture. And that was on our radar. So let's do this. For their working years, we're going to assume a 7% average rate of return, the growth rate. And when they retire at age 67, we'll assume a 5% rate of return. You with me? Just pretty moderate, middle of the road, nothing crazy. Well, the first thing to do in their Compass report is to run their current path. This is part one of the report. Where are you likely headed right now if nothing changed? What would your taxes likely look like? How exposed to inflation and market risks are you? What about longevity risk? All of those things and more are tackled in a Compass report. Again, that phone number to set up the visit to get yours started, 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. All right, well, here's what Kurt and Loretta's current path looked like at 67, their retirement age goal. From their 401k, they could reasonably expect about $76,000 a year net after taxes, assuming taxes never rose at all, which I know is laughable, but just stay with me. Their Social Security benefit is $39,000 a year, remember that, but their 401k causes it to be up to 85% taxable. And when that happens, it's always taxable at your highest marginal rate. This is so unnecessary, and it's frustrating to us every time we see it, but that's part of the collateral damage that their 401k causes, unnecessary taxes. So their $39,000 in total Social Security benefit drops to roughly $32,000 a year after taxes because of the 401k's collateral damage. Altogether, you know, we get a net income roughly of $108,000 a year from age 67 through 90. And then their retirement assets are gone. They wanted to see what if we spent everything down through age 90, what's the maximum amount of income we could get with those parameters. And we can run your Compass report however you'd like. But that answered their question about how much could they take in retirement under those assumptions. And that is the baseline or current path, part one of the Compass report. And your situation could be a lot more or less complex, and that's fine. We are simplifying this for over the air. But is that really their current path? What's wrong with this analysis? First, and there are several things, it assumes a flat rate of return. Remember when I said an average of 7% while they're working and 5% average rate of return while they are in their retirement years? Those are fine averages to assume, sure, But are you going to earn a flat 7 or flat 5 year in, year out, every single year without fail on whatever average return you choose to assume in your analysis? Of course not. It's an average, but this is exactly what most advisors do, creating unrealistic expectations. We need to use variable rates of return to portray what is called and address what is called sequence of return risk. This can drastically affect the numbers, even if the average does indeed, through all the up and down, the volatile returns, even if it does average 7 or 5 overall. The ending math is very different. So let me do something really radical here and use actual returns from the markets. What a novel idea. Let's use a 60-40 stock and bond mix, like all the gurus tell you to do, and go back to the beginning of the century for our historical look back and stress test. We've got some great years in there, don't we? And we've got some also very nasty years in there since the turn of the century. But that is the point. We have to stress test with that type of analysis. So that's the first thing that we're going to improve. The second thing we're going to improve is the tax assumption. We assumed in that first current path analysis that taxes never increased. That is simply laughable, and it's even reckless and irresponsible in light of our national debt, the deficit, sneaky ways Congress has for imposing new or unseen taxes like Irma, right? Like things we've been talking about. This isn't a political problem. Be very clear with me on this. It is a math problem. And that math problem remains. No matter which party is currently occupying the Oval Office or Congress, the math is straightforward. Taxes must rise significantly over time. Full stop. So let's assume that taxes increase modestly by the time Kurt and Loretta retire in 7 years at their age 67 by about 20%. What that would do is take their effective 20% rate currently and raise it to an effective rate of 24%. See, that's a 20% ratio. Now, do I think that's conservative? I do, actually. We think taxes will go up long before then and also more sharply, but look, you see what I'm getting at here. Let's just be a little conservative for the sake of the example. We've spent a bunch of time on long-term care, and you know what the chances for them are in that, and it wasn't being addressed, so we're going to address it. With all of those stress tests using more realistic taxes and rate of return outcomes, their total net after-tax income dropped from about $108,000 a year down to $88,000 a year. A drop of 18.5%, or about $20,000 a year, from the first projection. And look, I hate to say it, but this revised current path is the much more realistic outlook. But that's the point. You got to be brave enough to look at the outlook and the X-ray. That's our baseline for Kurt and Loretta, about $88,000 a year. Well, listen, guys, I'm going to cut to this a little bit, but there's a lot of tax risk in there, market risk, collateral damage going on that simply does not need to happen with proper planning and going to work behind the scenes. We put together a plan for Kurt and Loretta that included some Roth conversions, some LERP conversions, recapturing pre-tax dollars that were funding their 401k and not being matched to instead fund tax-free vehicles to produce tax-free gains and income later on. We addressed their long-term care concerns. Remember that $200,000 brokerage account they had just lying around? We created multiple streams of tax-free income from accounts like Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, LIRPs, meaning life insurance retirement plans. And those two things, Roth accounts and LIRPs, do not cause that collateral tax damage on Social Security. And they also don't cause Medicare surcharges those Irma surcharges on your Medicare premiums. Those are the only two retirement vehicles that have those characteristics. Not only do they produce tax-free income and distributions when set up properly, they also do not cause any collateral damage on your Social Security or your Medicare premiums. Bottom line is, with some dedicated work and specific action steps, by the time they hit their retirement goal, they're able to enter the 0% tax bracket and go from a projected $88,000 a year net after taxes in retirement to a tax-free $136,000 per year. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a jump of 54% per year. Let me give it to you in dollars. It's an increase of $48,000 in retirement per year. Same rates of return being assumed. Different tax planning, different holistic planning, different approaches. Oh, and by the way, they also now have a guaranteed long-term care benefit of over $8,000 a month, tax-free, above and beyond any other income, if they needed it. If they don't, who cares? It simply passes to the heirs tax-free, or they can use the money that they put into it at any time if they want. These are not small differences. My biggest message to you is that this does not happen on accident. It happens on purpose. Give us a call. Set up a visit to get your Compass report started. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. We do have to limit it to the first seven today. We always have to limit it. We do have a lot of work to do, but we love this stuff. We are passionate about it. Can you tell? 484-600-6512. Let's see what might be possible in your situation with your Compass report. You know what the bottom line for Kurt and Loretta was? Over $1.15 million of additional income throughout their retirement. Over $1.15 million. Now, even if their Compass report was half wrong, in other words, even if it was off by half, too optimistic by half, and it's not, that is still more than $550,000 of additional income throughout retirement. The same pieces exist on the chessboard in both scenarios. The exact same dollar amounts, the same starting line. Different planning, giving very different results. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. How you play the game matters. WealthMapRadio.com is another way you can get a hold of us. Set up your visit right there online. Read a little bit more about our process. Or just give us a buzz at 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today on Wealth Map Radio.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of West Springbrook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and example share may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Ackroth nor West Springbrook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio or by calling 484-600-6512.